This article is entitled Future Leaders Make an Impact. Hunger Advocacy Fellow Grows Unique Environmental Ministry Focus. Rachel Wyfels isn't the only future leader in the ELCA who's passionate about the multiple entwined facets of social justice, but she certainly is among the busiest and the most connected. She says, "I find that a lot of people her age are very interested in social justice issues and climate change, but Rachel might be unique in how much interest she has in an individual congregation," said Tammy Walloff, who, as director of Lutheran Advocacy of Minnesota, supervised Wyfels during her year as an ELC Hunger Advocacy Fellow. She's good at figuring out connections and connecting with people. Wyfel said, "I'm one of many who are helping to organize and move the conversation along." Wyfels, a first-year Master of Divinity student at Luther Seminary in St. Paul, grew up in Plymouth, Minnesota, and in 2021 earned degrees in music and religion from St. Olaf College in Northfield. She served as president of the college's student congregation, played violin in the orchestra, and sang soprano in the St. Olaf Chapel Choir. After graduation, she began her fellowship working with Lutheran Advocacy Minnesota, an ELCA-affiliated public policy office. "I began to feel the call to ministry in my late elementary school years," Wyfel said. "I've always been very concerned with social justice issues and climate change in particular. And after college, I was looking around for opportunities for a service year or something in that line of work. And I saw this hunger advocacy job pop up in my state and in my church, and it looked incredible." The fellowship offered through the ELCA World Hunger Program is designed to introduce recent college graduates to faith-based systemic advocacy work. Wyfels immersed herself in issues related to food and housing insecurity and represented her office in the statewide coalition Homes for All, which pushes for initiatives that promote housing stability. "I worked with renters' rights advocates, building associations, and social service organizations that are working to expand affordable housing in Minnesota," she said. "And I learned about a lot of intersectional justice as it relates to hunger and talking about lack of affordable housing as a social problem rather than as a personal problem. Migration and hunger are a result of climate change and lack of affordable housing. In Minnesota, the lack of affordable housing is the number one cause of hunger." Walloff was particularly impressed with an interactive quiz Wyfels wrote for an well-attended virtual Homes for All event. It was a bunch of housing-type questions. The quiz was shown on Zoom, and if you'd answer with your phone, Walloff said, it was very helpful for the coalition's work going forward, and it was really fun for an online event where you're trying to break up the speakers. And during her fellowship, Wyfels began working on climate change action through the Northeastern Minnesota Synod's Echo Faith Network, especially its growing collaboration with a Creation Care working group recently formed by the St. Paul Area Synod. "With a mission to live out God's call to be stewards of the earth for the sake of the whole creation, Echo Faith provides creation care trainings and other educational resources. The network unites individuals, congregations, and other partners inside and outside the Synod. Echo Faith has been supported at the highest levels of the Synod for many years," Wyfels said. "Since July, she served as Echo Faith's communication coordinator, responsible for a monthly newsletter, Green Blades Rising, that goes out to 2,000 readers. A goal is for people to have ecosystems conversations in all aspects of their faith life." In addition to working on housing and green initiatives, Wyfel last fall led a four-week instructional series, Faith and Democracy, through the Abide program, a part of ELCA Young Adult Ministry. "We covered different topics related to our faith and why we are talking about voting as people of faith, she said. We also talked about historical and present inequalities in voting rights and what that means in the present context, and the importance of local and state elections, advocacy, and community organizing. Walhoff said she was heartened to see Wyfels and other young adult leaders live their faith into these big world concerns in ways that are beneficial to the church, the congregations, and synods. She said she could easily picture Wyfels serving a congregation engaged in the most active ways with these issues. Wyfels has a lot of gifts that will be important for the future of the church and the future of the impact in the world we can make, Walhoff said. She fears what her generations is going to have to deal with. She fears what the world may look like. But that's where her work with Echo Faith and Creation Care is important. It helps us to know what we can do in communal ways and individual ways, and how this gives us hope.